My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Halfway done, but it feels like we're just getting started. So much ground to cover on Steelers-Falcons. And on Fridays at 8, we're going to be talking to Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He'll help us break it down. He's on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Good morning to you, Mr. Carter. What's up?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing today?
Oh, buddy, we got football.
Ready to roll.
We got football. We're going to get some pit stuff from you as well as you cover the Panthers. But, all right, man, best guess on what's going on with the Steelers quarterback situation after Russell Wilson pops up on the injury report yesterday, limited with a calf.
I think that's the thing here is it's about guessing right now because the Steelers are being very tight-lipped. Russell Wilson being a limited participant yesterday in practice. And so now everyone's kind of in the position where they're like, is this the same? It's the same calf. So is it going to be the same problem that it was in training camp? Now, there is the belief, there's no evidence to this, but there is a belief among several of us that the Steelers intentionally kind of held back Russell Wilson during training camp so that they could get more looks at Justin Fields. Russell Wilson even said himself that if it was a game back when he was training camp and he wasn't practicing, he would be ready to go. Now's the chance to prove that he wasn't lying and that the Steelers were just holding him out so that they could get a better look at Justin Fields. But all eyes are going to be on today. If he's a full participant or a limited participant, that could, if he's a full participant, to me, that could end all this right now. Like, okay, he's starting, no questions about it. But if he's limited or he doesn't practice, look out for Justin Fields being the Steelers' week one starter, something that a lot of us didn't think would happen because they just thought Russell Wilson would be ready to go. I think it's going to lean towards Russell Wilson still being that guy. But the big question too, guys, is, Russell Wilson, they've said, he can be ready. He's a professional. He knows how to do that. I do think if you think Justin Fields has to start in this game, you got to get him mentally ready. You need as many days as possible to be like, hey, you are the number one. Be ready to run the offense as if it's yours because it is yours now. And I think the Steelers, they're going to want to find that out pretty soon.
Chris, if it is Justin Fields, one, how will it look? How will he do? And two, if he does play well, what do you do in week two?
That's a great question, man. Because here's the thing. If Justin Fields goes out there and lights it up and plays within the system, because to me, that's the biggest thing that they're entrusting Russell Wilson to do is, hey, we know that if we give you a system, you've studied it, you're going to go out there and execute, you're going to protect the football, you're going to take the calculated shots and not lose the game for the offense, but also not completely ball it up and keep it from scoring any points. If Justin Fields can do that while also showing off his arm strength and his athleticism to create more plays with his legs to get yards in the ground, that will close the gap even further than he's already closed it with the time in training camp. So I think if Justin Fields does start and he does play well, I think it's going to make the question harder. It might be a question of, Russ, we're going to wait till you're 100% because we do want to see what Justin Fields has in their favor, because I do think that there's a good chance that the Steelers might like what they see out of the young guy.
Jordan, has that happened before? We've had a guest burp. I don't think so.
No. It's like clear your throat and get like this, but not.
Yeah,
like,
pardon me.
That'll happen. We've had sneezes before. We've had some coughs before. Never before a burp.
Mid take.
Now I have burped mid take, and a lot of people would prefer that to my takes. It is. What time is it, Thorne?
8:06.
Means it's time to get to Tom Fridays, buddy, for juicy steaks, meats, and more. I'm sure that wouldn't cause any flatulence or things of that nature. All right, Mr. Carter. Troy Faltanu, it looks like he's going to play, and he's going to get a hat. And they need him to, because they are desperately thin at tackle. Mm-hmm. Will there be a chance that we see him play, even if he's not a tackle, i.e., could they use him as a tight end, especially with yesterday under the radar, Darnell Washington pops up on the injury report with a knee?
You know, they could throw him in there as an extra lineman. I haven't seen them do that too much just yet. I think they're going to ask Troy Faltanu to do the thing that they've worked on him with, and that's to be the team's right tackle. But I don't think that's going to supplant Broderick Jones. If he goes in, I think it's because Broderick Jones or Dan Moore get hurt in this game, and they have to further shuffle the offensive line. Now, Broderick Jones isn't being limited to right. He's still at this where he's starting, but they're still working on him to play left. That's where I think that if Troy Faltanu plays, it's because they're moving Broderick to left either for a Dan Moore injury or because they feel like, hey, things aren't working, let's jumble this up now. But I think they're going to let Faltanu kind of rest this week, because let this week be the week that he gets his feet under him, and then they'll assess things next week. Okay, how did Broderick Jones do? How did Dan Moore Jr. do? All right, how is Troy looking in practice? Then they'll reassess this. But I think this will be a weekly thing until it's done and settled that Faltanu and Jones are your starting tackles for the Steelers. They're going to be evaluating these guys every single week because they want them to be the future, but they also acknowledge Dan Moore Jr. actually had a pretty good preseason, and he hasn't done anything to lose the job so far from camp to now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Chris, on defense, who do you think we will see more? Peyton Wilson or Nick Herbig?
Peyton Wilson. I gotta say Peyton Wilson, because I think his speed and coverage ability is going to be really useful. Also, we declared a truce, Dorrance, so don't ever try to get me on the show.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
A little inside baseball, inside jokes going on there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got inside jokes. But Peyton Wilson, I think, because especially the things that this offense can do, you got Kyle Pitts, you got Bijan Robinson, you want his speed on the field. You want his coverage ability. Now, their snap counts could be, I think, will be really close, because I think Nick Herbig's earned the shot to get on the field a lot. as an edge rusher. But I think with the capabilities that Peyton Wilson brings to the defense, you're going to see him, especially on like second and longs and third downs, they'll throw him out there and they'll say, hey, run with Bijan Robinson wherever he goes if it's a pass play. Run with Kyle Pitts up the seam. Help in coverage. Help in zone coverage over the middle. Use your length to kind of, you know, shorten those passing windows if Kirk Cousins is trying to throw over you. That's where I think that Peyton Wilson will be really useful in this game. But don't be mistaken. That's not any slight on Nick Herbig. He's still also going to get plenty of looks.
All right, Chris, flipping it over to UC versus the Pittsburgh Panthers. You got a good feel on this one?
I do. I feel like Pitt has very much a sense of what Cincinnati wants to do again this year. I was talking to Pat Narduzzi. He talks about how, like, hey, the Bearcats, they love to drop eight in coverage, you know, rush three, leave eight in coverage, and it makes you have to be mindful as a quarterback. But I also think that there is an on-time system that they've developed with Cade Bell's offense that is going to test that this week, and it's going to be interesting to see that. I think that Pitt is in a better situation to take on Cincinnati this year than they were last year at home when they lost to them. I also think that if they're able to simply limit the run game that the Bearcats just bulldozed them with last year, and their star tight end, they have a tight end that's going to be in the NFL next year. But if they're able to do those two things and just not let those guys take over the game, I think this offense, the way that it plays, can take advantage of what the Bearcats do on defense. And I think this will be a shootout. I think that it'll be 30 points on both sides, but I do think that Pitt has a good chance to pull out a win here.
Chris, flipping back to the NFL real quick, last night's game, are those two offenses, is there a huge gap from them and every other offense in the AFC, and especially the Steelers, from what you saw last night?
From every offense in the AFC, no. From the Steelers, I would say there's a considerable gap. I wouldn't call it huge. I would call it a decent gap. I just simply because their quarterbacks know those systems. They're running at things. They got their weapon. They, like, you know, Derrick Henry's getting adjusted to the team, but those systems, I think, are designed around those guys for them to run. The Steelers system is not designed for Russell Wilson. It's designed for Russell Wilson to be able to operate within it, but everything about the Chiefs offense is about Patrick Mahomes and letting that guy cook. Everything about the Ravens offense is about Lamar Jackson and letting that guy cook, because those guys are franchise quarterbacks in their primes. Russell Wilson isn't. He's been brought in to manage this offense and to work it. I think the thing is, the Steelers offense is built around the idea that they are eventually going to develop this brutal ground game. The thing is, they don't have that yet. Now, if they do develop it, we could talk about that in maybe like 2 months, because I think that's going to take about that amount of time to kind of solidify some things. But right now, I don't think, though, because here's the thing. I think the Steelers' defense puts them in a lot more conversations than people realize with some of these other teams. I don't think when people say, oh, wow, look at these offenses, the Steelers are just so far behind them. The last several years, the Steelers have, like, you know, been like the 28th or worst ranked offense, and yet they've gone toe to toe with the Ravens every single time, and they've had Lamar Jackson in a lot of those games. I don't think it's this huge gap. I do think those teams are better. That's why I picked the Ravens to be an AFC favorite, and the Chiefs are always an AFC favorite. But I do think the Steelers are a legit contender to be a playoff team. And when they clash with both of those teams this year, I think that those will be really good football games.
Chris, really appreciate the time. As always, man, safe travels this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.